Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Without you,
I don't
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Carrie E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I want to start by saying thank you to all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all the ones in the 42 countries around the world. I appreciate you, and I got another shout-out for a friend of mine named Anthony with the beautiful eyes, a dark chocolate chip. And I ain't going to tell y'all too much about them because, you know, when you tell somebody about something that's good, everybody want a piece. So I'm going to leave that right there. But we're bringing back our guest, Tabitha Powell, looking for the right man and can't find one. You know, and we ran out of time at the first episode, and we had this guy named Joe acting like, you know, the problem with the women, you know, and that's probably why his ass is still single. Hello, you know, even some of that crap, you know, like, oh, well, women don't need to wear makeup, or they only do wear wig, they only just baby. You know, that's what was going cute when you was a baby. As you got older, you didn't smell as fresh, you know, like baby's milk and everything. So you got to do what you got to do. Well, that being said, before I bring on Tabitha, I got to say hi to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, sugar?
Hello, Terry. How are you, and how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was awesome. I went to some friends from my church home, and, man, they had abundance of food, and I just took a little tablespoon of this and that because it's just too much to eat, you know, and then, you know how, you know, black people can relate. You start to eat and get full. You start getting sleepy. I said, dang, man, I got a long ride to get home. So I was trying to leave, and a lady, she said, you got to take something to go home with you. I said, man. So I took some food to go home with me, went home, got home, put that in the refrigerator, and got in the bed, and that was no more good. But the food was excellent. The conversation and the people were loving. You know, I really felt, yes. You know, I was so glad to be a part of their family, you know. So Thanksgiving was great, and it just reminds me, we got to be thankful every day for the things that we have. Some might say you don't have much, and some might say you have a lot. But, you know, if you can just wake up in your right mind and not, don't be suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, or don't be suffering from severe pain or COVID and got tubes and shit in your nose and IVs in your arm, you know, that's something to be grateful for. So I am truly blessed. I'm sitting up, not really on a hill, but I'm sitting up high because of the way this house is made. But you know something? Only person sitting up high is God looking down, really still in control.
Right.
And with that being said, we're going to talk about these knucklehead guys. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm good. How are you doing, Miss Terry? I'm glad to hear you had a good... Yeah, I'm glad you had a happy Thanksgiving. I enjoyed mine, too. You know, it seemed like it kind of went by fast.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
it.
Yeah, it's a blessing when you have family and friends.
Yeah, it's a blessing for all those women to put the time in cooking, so that had to be an ordeal, you know. But, you know, what I did, you know, I was sick, you know. I was going to go to, like, a grocery store and get a cake or a fruit platter, and all of it was closed where I'm at, right? So I said, dang, only thing that was open was Dollar General. So I slid in there, and I got one of the best kind of little roasting pan, you know, one about maybe 2 inches high, you know, the nice plastic solid top. I put about 5 types of Oreo cookies and Toll House cookies, and I lined that crap up in the damn pan, put the top of it. Hey, I'm bringing something like the Pilgrims.
Yeah. Sounds good anyway. That sounds good.
And that is you with the girl. I had like the chunky chocolate chip, the Reese's chocolate chip, the M&M candy chocolate chip. I got all kinds, you know, and I left that stuff right there because I don't need to add nothing up on these tips, you know, because I wouldn't be able to see my toes, you know.
That sounds good. I know I ate a little too much. I feel like I overdid it for myself, you know.
You always have to have your
Thanksgiving pants, you know. You can't wear the tight stuff, you know. So when you go over, you got to make sure you have a
girl.
Laptop.
What you say? I
wore
my knit pants that had the elastic band so they can stretch with
right.
We're going to get back to this show about looking for the right man and can't find one. Now, Quasar's kept, I'm sure all of us can agree that sometimes it's hard trying to find the right man and can't find one. You know, so was this a personal thing for you, Tabitha? Why you said that? Was just frustrated looking and looking and looking and getting these scrubs?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to go through some frogs before you find a prince. You know, so it's been.
You can't kiss every frog. This might break out.
Right, and it's been a challenge because, you know, nowadays everything is different now. Dating is different, you know, with some of these generations. You know, they like to sit home and watch. And I don't mind sitting home watching Netflix and all that stuff, but I like to be taken out, you know. And I know the last caller was talking about, you know, he was kind of saying some things about he don't want a woman, or he's looking for a certain woman. I guess I don't know if he's been hurt or whatever from all the comments he was making about women, how they have to have makeup or did he say he something about makeup?
Makeup. He wanted them playing right out the gate. That's why he's still single.
There's nothing wrong with wearing makeup, you know. Sometimes you know just want to spruce up because it makes us feel good. Sometimes you know. I like wearing a little bit clown, though.
You know what I'm saying? Some girls are like clowns. Mm-hmm. They have a little bit too much. But, you know, a little accentuation, a little blush, a little lipstick, a little eyelashes, whatever, if you can do that.
Right.
You know, I don't wear eyelashes there. That's only because my ass don't know how to put them on right. You know, I said, so well.
I try. I try. I look like a Seattle.
Gotta be long.
Just trying to find that right person. I know he was saying how women don't know what they want, but you know, everybody's different. You know, we all kind of know what we're looking for, you know. You want somebody that's y'all have the same value, you know. You want somebody that has the same values, same, you know, goals or whatever. You know, if you have children, you know, you got some that don't want children, so you got to kind of talk about those kind of things, you know. Otherwise, you're going to put in time in something that's going to cause heartache later on down the line. So you want to find somebody that y'all both kind of agree on, you know. So,
there ain't no good men is because a lot of the men are on the down low. A lot of the men up there cross-dressing when you're behind ain't home. You know, stay out of my underwear drawer. I ain't playing that, you know.
I've been through that before, too. I actually, you know, went through something like that before.
Wow, for real? Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, you see the red flags, you know, and not to talk bad, but you see the red flags, you know, when you're with this person. And I know some females try to turn a blind eye, you know, but sometimes we all have that intuition. Sometimes you got to listen to that intuition. You know, some of us try to just to have somebody. Some of us just want to have somebody. And then next thing you know, they have come out, you know. But with this person, you know, there was some red flags, little small stuff, even – you know, I like body splashes and stuff. You know, back then when Victoria's Secret had the body sprays and all that stuff. Well, I guess this person had them, and I thought maybe it was an ex-girlfriend, you know, stuff.
Okay.
And found out it was this person's stuff. I was kind of like, well, okay, well maybe he likes that kind of. I don't know. I was still trying to decipher.
Just the body.
Figure out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess this person said he likes to mix it with the cologne, you know. And I said, "Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's okay. Well, to each his own, you know."
Mm-hmm.
But then there were some other little things that has popped up, you know. I have talked to a lady who actually was a prophetess. I don't know, not every many people are prophetess, but she has told me about this person and said that person has gone that way before, you know. But I said, well, you know, sometimes people come back, you know. Some people will switch, whatever. I don't know. But this person said that this was not the one for me because she said that person might go back, you know. The thing is with this person, I was trying to hold on, you know, And then I know this person was very, very, he said that if he had a child that, that came out, he was gonna dismiss his child. He was gonna completely disown his child. So usually a lot of times when people say something, he said he would disown his child. I'm like, I know he said he's Christian and all that. I said, well, you know, even as a Christian, you try, you don't disown your child. You know, I couldn't, I couldn't do something like that. I guess, you know, and I found out later sometimes when people are so angry and hateful like that, sometimes they hate who they are themselves. So that was kind of something that I was kind of experiencing with that person. You know, I'm thinking he probably was not liking or hating himself, you know. So for him to say something like that, that was another red flag, you know. So I'm like, maybe this person isn't for me. But I was still trying to hold on, you know. I was still trying to hold on.
What was it about the guy that you wanted to hold on? What was about him that made you want to hold on?
I guess, you know, he's been there for me emotionally, you know. And it's not always about the physical part, but, yeah, he was there emotionally, you know, even when I had lost the dad. And he, you know, and I said, hey, you know, something was going on. And, you know, I didn't have to say anything. You know, he came right on and he was there, you know. So a lot of times he did things that was great, you know, and I didn't want to dismiss that because he was really a good person. But, yes, there was those other little small hidden things that kind of made you wonder, you know, if this person's going to be with you the rest of your life and all that. So, you know, and even I prayed about it, you know, and even God had to answer for me, you know. He answered for me. And a lot of times whenever you get with somebody, you try to keep him in the midst, you know. Otherwise, and the thing is, you know, a person can go through all this, but I'd rather just find out now than have heartbreak later down the line. You know, you end up marrying this person, and then next thing you know, you're going through a divorce, and that's something I just didn't want to deal with. So I end up just praying. Yeah. I was just praying, you know, and a lot of times we don't put God in the midst.
That's a lot of things messed up, in my opinion, anyway. So, but, you know, some people out there call themselves fluid, where they'll do male or female, and they're open about this stuff. It's not like it's a secret. You know that whatever they want to do sexually, they're going to get with that person. They call themselves fluid, you know. And some people like that kind of relationship, you know, because maybe they're fluid or they're trying to dibble and dabble with the same sex themselves, and they feel like this person is not going to be judgmental because they're doing the same thing.
Right.
Some people used to call it bisexual. You know, so many different names changing, but, you know, when you want to do everybody, you know.
I'm just like, let me know. Just tell me.
Yeah.
Let me
know. Yeah. I ain't trying to catch nothing. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, just let me know. Be open with, you know, I can make my own decision if I decide to stay with that person or not. But yeah, just be up front with me, you know. But I know it's easier said than done, but yeah, sometimes they're trying to hide it or suppress it, you know, and they try to keep it down. So yeah, I'm just like, just let me know so I'm not blindsided. You know,
I know that's right. Well, Chris got a question he's going to blindside with right now.
Okay. My first
question is, for someone like me who's very, you know, when it comes to like meeting guys, I get very shy and timid. Now, if you're very shy to approach the guy, is it fair to wait for the guy to approach you, or is that kind of rude to do? What'd you say?
No, I mean, if you like somebody, I don't see there's any wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with approaching the person. You know, I know everybody's different, but you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, you see somebody, you know, say hi or whatever. Because sometimes it's all about body language. You know, being open. You know, sometimes I've been told that sometimes. They say that I'm a little closed off at times. So I'm trying to be more open now, you know, a little bit
that's
more open.
That's what I was asking. Go ahead.
But, Chris, I was thinking kind of also, too, depends on where you're at, because if you're out at a club or something, you could break the ice by having a waitress take that person a drink, you know, or, you know, if you're around some other people, you could have somebody say, take him your phone number and on a piece of paper or card say, look, I find you enchanting. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about it? You know, say something slick, you know.
Right.
You know, but when you're open... Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
I haven't done it before. I'm kind of shy myself, Chris.
Yeah. I can break the ice. I was just wondering, like, sometimes I'll wait for the other guy to, like, make the first move, and I was wondering if that was a good thing or a bad thing to do. That was the point of the question. But I
think it's a bad thing. You know, me personally, I think it's a bad thing because sometimes, like they say, closed mouths don't get fed. And while you hemming and hawing and you being all nervous and everything else, somebody else can see the same thing you see, and they just step out on faith. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
all right.
If nothing else, you know, walk up to the person and say, excuse me, I'm new up in here. Do you know where the restroom is? They say, over there. And they'll say, by the way, you know, here's my number because I think you something, you know.
Terry, that's good advice. I should have told you all this sooner.
I know, that's right, because I would have so helped you out, baby. You know, she's so shy, she'll sit there in the background, and that person will be with somebody else. It won't be her.
Yeah.
Messing around.
I guess I said I'm a shy person, you know, sometimes. But, you know, once I kind of feel that energy, you know, I open up and have conversations, you know, with that person, you know. And sometimes we get it off pretty good, you know. It just depends on the person, you know. Naturally, I am shy, you know. I'm kind of a little more, what do you call it, conservative.
Introverted.
I think that. Yeah, but then once I get comfortable, I come out a little bit, you know. But yeah, I'm a little bit of mixture of both. Yeah, I mean, once you start kind of getting to know the person, you do kind of come out and be a little bit more talkative. You're just trying to see, you're trying to get a feel of what this person is. Is he feeling you too? Like, you feeling that person?
Right.
You know, because we all don't like rejection, you know. That's just something I guess we don't like.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you just try to get that same kind of vibe from that person. You know, say, okay, is he by himself? So I hardly ever go to the club like I used to. You know, back in the day, I used to.
Neither do I.
But
I never go clubbing. I'm too busy. I work too much.
I really don't go to the club scene too much. You know, so usually if I find anybody, it's usually like the store or you know, somewhere else. You know, just doing my casual thing. You know, errands or whatever. You know, and I know sometimes people find people at church or whatever. But yeah, usually I find somebody, whether I'm going somewhere here and there, just store or whatever, you know. But, yeah, the club scene, I have not been out to the club in, I don't know, forever, you know. And I don't even know what it's like out there now.
I haven't been to the club scene a long time myself. But, you know, I did enjoy just sometimes just sitting and watching people. I'm a people watcher, you know. I'll be looking at,
me too.
I try to size up the situation, see who's hanging with who, because I swear I ain't trying to step on no toes, and I'm too old to be out there trying to get loud and argumentative. Oh, you're talking to my man. Half us together.
Right.
No. I ain't trying to do all that, you know. Get out my face.
Right.
So I pull out my 38 and shoot your ass in the leg. So you don't want none of this. You don't want this smoke. You know, so go on about your business, you know. So I sit there, you know.
So do you like maybe like the jazz, like a lounge or something like that? Maybe, you know, I don't like all the bumping,
all your
club
bumping,
but like
kind of environment because there is a dance floor if you want to get up there and sway back and forth. But I like the relaxed atmosphere and just chill out, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
I like that, you know. Because,
yeah. I call it grown.
It's a
grown people club.
As you get older. Yeah. I'm a grown people club. Yeah.
Yeah, grown people club without the riffraff and all that stuff. So yeah, I like I like that kind of stuff. You know, and every now and then, you know, maybe a juke joint or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
I ain't trying to. I ain't trying to be around the place to hear a whole lot of profanity putting women down, like all the rappers and them young hoppers. And furthermore, they too young for me. I don't need to be around no babies. I need to be around somebody who can handle all this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes. We want to make sure they can handle it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, Terry, I think you should float. I think you should find somewhere where you float your boat. I think because you go to church so much, Terry, I could see you falling in love with, like, you know, a minister or a preacher, Terry.
Oh. Yeah, I could fall in love with him. I just hope that, you know, if I do, I don't ruin him.
Yes. Yes. I mean, well, you don't mind dating a pastor or anything like that? Would you date a pastor?
Oh, I love them, you know, because, you know, I love pastors because the one who was trying to do right by the word, the reason I like pastors is because I know that I ain't got to school you on knowing your boundaries. Men don't hit women, you know, and see people who are pastors, you know, they don't do that, you know, and so I kind of like that, not that I've been with one, you know, but you know, I like that because they got boundaries that they respect that I'm about, you know. But you know,
that's true.
Really, I just want a good man, you know, and a good man is not always defined by the amount of money that he makes. A good man is a person that, for me, when I cry, he gives me some tissue or he hugs me, you know. A good man is somebody, you know, that whatever he got, he's going to work with what I got, and together we're going to have each other's back. If I go to sleep and somebody's in the house, I ain't got to worry about nobody taking nothing because he got that covered. A good man is somebody, you know, that, you know, when I'm sick or whatever, you know, if I got a nasty cold or bronchitis or whatever, you know, and I got to be huffing up that nasty phlegm from my bowels in the stomach, you know, he don't puke. He said, damn, girl, but he's hanging there with you and give you a bucket.
He's hanging in
there.
I'll pass you the tissue.
You know, so, you know, what I call a good man is kind of different with what other people call a good man. I just want a man, you know, that wakes up every day and want to lift me up and vice versa, because I don't want no man to be like a tree overshadowing me so I can't grow.
Right.
It's not just about him. It's about us. I want a good man. Somewhere he's a sprout and I'm a sprout, and together we're growing up together. We might intertwine, you know, but I don't want no man to try to overshower me, you know, because, you know, I can't grow. We got to grow together. That's just how I see it.
That's true. Yeah, I agree. You know, not, I don't know. There's no perfect man out there, but yeah, there is somebody, particularly for each and everybody has somebody. There's somebody for everybody, you know, even for Joe, you know. That caller Joe, there's somebody for him. But yeah, the thing is, sometimes we have to go through certain people just to kind of find out that right person. But yeah, I had to go through some things from dating, you know, just to kind of see what I like. You know, sometimes you don't know until you get out there, and then say, okay, I know I don't like that, and know how you want to be treated. You know, sometimes some females out there kind of, you know, accept anything. And I guess with them, sometimes a man will do what you allow him to do, you know. So if you don't have, if you don't set boundaries, if you don't set boundaries, he's going to think it's okay to do this, you know. And then sometimes guys, they don't know. Sometimes you have to tell them, you know, I don't like it when you do this. You know, you just have to sometimes tell them, you know. Sometimes you have to just kind of let them know. But, yeah, I had to kind of go through my little, you know, trials with some of these men. So some of them weren't very, I don't know, it was kind of short-lived.
I understand. But on that note, I'm going to take a little small break. And I wish I could sit with this song and get ready to play. I wish I could say that to somebody in my life. But, you know, I'm still dreaming. But stay with us. We'll be back in 2 or 2. Okay. You know, when somebody that you feel so woo 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 leave the door open,
right?
You know, that's what I'm trying to feel. You know, I ain't felt that in a long time where somebody just make your heart beat all fast.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Here.
No. Oh damn! It's three of them. Ain't nobody got no spluttering. But you know, I'm interested right now. Somebody I've been talking to since Wednesday. You know, like this person got the good conversation and got the good look, chocolate chip.
Uh-huh.
Like you know, like Brandon. I want to be the biscuit that stop his ass. You know, but you know, never know what's going to happen down the road.
That's true.
Yeah, my next question for Tabitha is, you know, not that I've done this, but what is too much? What is saying too much on a first date? Like, how far should you go at, like, you know, telling your life story?
My life story? I don't want to scare the person away, you know, but I guess sometimes you don't want to share too much, like, I guess – you talking about like maybe your past or something like that? How many people you have slept with?
It's a general question. It's how much is too much? Like what should you say? What shouldn't you say? In your opinion?
In my opinion?
Yeah. Like what shouldn't you say? Just tell me what you shouldn't say, I guess, or tell the listeners.
Well, my thing is,
don't tell him you got a man already. He said you cheated. Don't yeah. tell him that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is lighthearted. You try to keep it light. You know, the thing is, I don't get too serious real quick. All of a sudden, I don't tell them I'm ready to get married. You know, a lot of times I don't say that right now. I don't usually tell them, what else? You know, like I said, I don't talk about intimacy too much, about, like, I'm ready to sleep with you and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I guess I just kind of keep it everything light, kind of light, you know. I don't really, I guess it depends on how the conversation is going. I know I can tell if a guy is just into me just for the physicality of it, you know, if he's always trying to get me to come to his place, you know, if the conversation is coming to maybe in that direction, a lot of times, sometimes they'll say, hey, you know, what do you like to do? You know, maybe you can come to my place or whatever. But I like to be, you know, courted first before going to somebody's place. You know, thing is,
right.
Yeah, I don't know, Chris. I mean, what do you think is too much to me? I guess I haven't really just. It's been a minute since I really just dated. So, but the thing with me.
What? I don't know what too much is. I mean, I think you want to tell enough, like you want to say, you know, that I'm interested with you, or if you're separated from your wife, you want to tell, if the guy's separated from his wife, you want to tell the person that. I think you want to say too much, but you want to tell them, you know, you want to tell them enough, but I think you want to tell them what could affect them if it's a dating
right.
relationship. You want to tell them, like, what could affect them, like, and if it's just a hookup, then you just tell them, you know.
Being up front.
Yeah.
Just being up front, you know, I guess, so that way you're not wasting your time.
If it's a hookup, you want to tell them, you know, when you last got tested and all that, you know, you want to keep it safe.
Well, what's too much for me is when y'all first meet a person, I'm not going to tell them my address, because a lot of people, they approach you and they're pleasant, because if they approach you acting negative, they couldn't get nowhere with you. So I don't fall for everything is pleasant, because you don't know whether a person is harboring demons and shit, you know. So I don't tell them my address, you know. I don't want to tell them about my personal stuff, like, do I have a child? What's my child's name? What's my child age? Where she live at? Because I don't want you going on social media and trying to connect the dots, you know, because I need to check you out, you know, do a background check and everything else, you know. And if you want to volunteer stuff about your family, that's here and there. But me personally, because I'm a female, I'm not trying to give you information to find my locale. I'm not trying to give you information to figure out whether I'm single or married, because, you know, that's neither here nor there, because we're just talking. You know, I don't have no ring on my finger. I'm unattached. But, you know, I got people who want to get with a sister. You know, if you want to rise to the top like cream on coffee, you know, you got to impress me, you know. Shit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I guess that's good. When you're getting ready to date somebody, you like to meet up somewhere, you know. I guess nowadays it's hard for,
exactly.
You know, I mean, back then I used to let the guy come pick me up, but I don't know, people are crazy nowadays, so a lot of times I say, you can just meet at this coffee shop or this restaurant or something like that, and then you can kind of get a feel for that guy. You kind of meet with him a few times before you can have him come pick you up. But you don't want to give out your personal information and all that. But, yeah, more general. You can just stay general. You don't have to get too detailed about your personal stuff. I mean, that's like anything, you know, whenever you're talking to somebody on the phone or if you're, you know, I try to tell that, you know, for my daughter, you know, when she's playing games online, you know, I say don't give up your personal information. So that's the same thing when you're dating. You don't want to give up your personal information like that, so people don't roll up or do a pop-up.
Right.
That's scary when somebody pop up at your house. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes.
But, you know.
I've met somebody and they've been trying to see where I live one time before, and I said, well, I'm out and about. You know, where do you live? I said, hey, I can meet you you know, at the store, you know, whatever. We can meet here. You know, he said, well, I can come by. Just let me know where you're at.
Nope,
I said,
no. Nope.
You don't want to do that. So you can't be too careful now these days. So, but yeah, I agree with you, what you said there, Ms. Terry. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, darling, it doesn't seem like we done went through 45 minutes that fast. But grateful to have you on the show. I appreciate you coming back. You know, and when you're on the show,
family.
Chris, what are you? Yeah, your family. And, you know, you can always come back, just holler at your sister and, you know, let me know what you want to talk about. You know, Chris, I thank you for spending this Friday evening, as always, with me. I realize on the 15th of December, you're going to be hanging out. So thank you so much. And Tabitha, it's always a pleasure,
you.
Darling. And
thank you so
here.
Much for having me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Anytime. But I'm going to leave on this song. And the person that hears the song, hey, Anthony, the song is for you, darling. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, it seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. Place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world, kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world?
You're talking about the raining, 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 raining,